Who can separate?
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? All right. I think it's going to be a good day. I'm going to be talking about how Jesus said we would be fishers of men. So if it looks like I'm dressed really casual, it's because I'm dressed really casual, as if I was going fishing. So I'm kind of the sermon illustration today. So we'll kind of go from there. First off, I want to say thank you, God, for watching over Lee, our brother Lee. He had a mini stroke this week. He was in the hospital for 3 days, and here he is. So, Lee, we love you, and we're glad that you're here. Thank you, Lord. So let me open this up in prayer, and then we'll say good morning to each other. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for every single person in this building this morning. Would you please stir our hearts with faith, hope, and love? Father, your word says that in Jesus Christ, you pour out your love to us, you pour out your grace to us, you even pour out more faith into us through Jesus Christ. And so today, Lord, as we fellowship and worship and get in the word, I pray for all that you have in your heart to be poured out into our hearts. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm doing great. I just want to point out or highlight a couple of the announcements in the bulletin. If you get into bulletin, you have everything that's going on and everything that's coming up. So if you want to make sure you're still in touch here, what's going on, just make sure you take a bulletin home with you. So I just want to highlight the greeters meeting. We're going to have a very short greeters meeting right after service today. We'll just meet right back there in the foyer, right in between the steps and the fellowship room, and we'll just go over a few things. And then I also want to highlight the men's breakfast, which is coming up on July 31st at 9 o'clock. And there is a sign-up sheet right out in the foyer. So if you want to take a look at that and sign up, how many people are going to come, it's kind of self-explanatory, and that will help us to plan better. Did I leave anything out? High school age and above. So that should cover most of us, I think. All right. Can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering, please. Yep. Amen. Amen. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your great love to us. It's your love that comes to us that transforms everything. Like your word says, we love you because you first loved us. It's because your great love, your great grace, that we come to you and you transform us inside out. You change our whole life and you fill us with hope and faith. And Lord, we just want to say thank you with that. And so today we choose to be cheerful givers, to give back to you what you blessed us with. And we ask, Father, that you would glorify your name and that you would extend your kingdom with these resources. Would you please bless them? In Jesus' name, amen. So worship team, as the baskets go by, if you want to come on up, that would be great.
Am I on? There we go. The other night, Mary and I went and picked up Sharon for midweek. And we pull in and she's waiting and she opens the door and she says, I learned something really good. And we're like, what's that? She says, you can really see clear when you clean your glasses. And so we laughed at it, but then as I was thinking more and more during the week, you know, we have that spiritual principle there that, you know, we look at our situations, we look at the world, we look at God through our life glasses. And, you know, life sometimes throws dirt at you, doesn't it? So the thing is, yeah, you get dirty, and your sight gets dirty. So my prayer is today that as we enter into worship, we clean our eyesight, and we are just open to what God has in store for us today. As she said, I learned something great, you know. So will you please stand? As we begin, I'm going to read from Psalm 145, verses 5 through 7. And think on this as we go through our worship time today. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. Wonderful, wonderful. Scripture to meditate on as we enter into worship today. Hallelujah.
I want to scream it out from every mountain top. Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me. And I sing because you are good. Because you are good, and I shout, because you are good, you are good to me. Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to you. Ye earth and oceans deep only reflect this truth, and in my darkest night you shine as bright as amazes me. cry, and with a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim, you are good,
you are good.
In the sun or rain, my life celebrates, you are good, you are good. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because because you are good, you are good to me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good, you are good to me. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
Sing that again.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
Verse 1.
All throughout my history, your faithfulness has walked beside me. The winter storms made way for spring. In every season, from where I'm standing, I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. Help me remember when I'm weak. Fear may come, but fear will leave. You lead my heart to victory. You are my strength, and you always will be. I see my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
See the cross.
See the cross, the empty grave. The evidence is endless. All my sin rolled away because of you, oh Jesus. See the cross, the empty grave, the evidence is endless. All my sin rolled away because of you, Lord Jesus. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over.
I'd just like to take a second and to pray for a specific situation in some of our lives. As we're singing that song, Kevin, could you put the words back up, please? Go back more. That. The evidence of God's goodness, and I see the promises in fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And most of you that have known me and Jeanette for a few years or more will know the history of our family and some of the pain that we've had to go through, broken relationships, and our kids estranged from us and stuff. But let me just tell you now, I mean, you guys can see how our family is now with Melanie and Ben and the grandkids, and Melanie starting a new business and everything. This is that, and I just want to say thank you for everybody that prayed for our family all those years, mm-hmm. all those months, all those weeks, all those days. You guys stood with us and prayed for us. And so mm-hmm. right now, I've got great faith for this to happen in your lives.
Amen.
Because I know there's still some families here that need some relationships touched and some people touched and some hearts touched and mm-hmm. transformed. And I'm standing before you saying that absolutely happens because God does this.
Amen.
And so I've got great faith for your families right now. So I'm just going to pray. And just agree with me. If this is you in your family, just agree with me as I pray. Heavenly Father, your word promises us that when we love you and we give you our whole heart, that our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids will come to love you and know you and serve you. That's what your word says. Mm-hmm. And Father, your word says that those who sow in tears will reap in joy. So Father, right now, I pray for every family that's represented here right now mm-hmm. at Newhall Christian Fellowship, every marriage, every home, every child, every son and daughter, every grandkid, every great-grandkid, any relationship that is damaged or hurt or stressed or estranged mm-hmm. or broken, Lord, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the only risen Savior, in his name, I pray for resurrection power to come into these families Amen. And into these hearts and transform what's there.
Amen.
God, you're the one that can speak life and make something mm-hmm. dead come to life. You can take something that's empty and you can fill it. You can take something that has absolutely nothing at all. It's a vacuum. And you can put life in there. And so, Lord, I know you can touch these relationships, whether it's misunderstanding, mm-hmm. whether it's hurt feelings, offense, mm-hmm. sin. It doesn't matter, Lord, what we would call it.
Thank you, Lord.
A possibility
yes.
for you to restore a family. So would you please do it now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And, Lord, I want to say thank you for what you just did, what you're doing. I thank
Amen.
You for the great testimonies we're going to hear in mm-hmm. the next week, the next month, of you making families whole.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And, as you were praying, I just got the scripture that says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So right now, mm-hmm. we have the evidence of things not seen because we know God is faithful.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for your promises, that they are sure and true. Lord, I thank you for the memories that we have, that we can declare your awesome acts, as Psalm said when we read it. And also that we can believe before we see, as Jeanette was saying. Lord, we thank you for your work in each and every one of our lives, for your goodness, God, the goodness of God. To sing the goodness of God. The next song, Kev. It's the next song. We're skipping that one. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. We're going to sing that again. Lift your hands to Him. Let's believe what we sing. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Verse 2. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender. Give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Heavenly Father, I'm just so grateful for these songs that you've given us that literally express what's in our hearts, that helps us to vocalize what we're carrying around on the inside. Lord, thank you so much, because it is your goodness for our whole lives that all of us can look back on and literally see thousands of times you were good to us and faithful long before we put our trust and faith in you, Lord. You are faithful to us because that's who you are. You are our faithful Father, our faithful God. And today, Lord, we just thank you and praise you. And As we get ready to get in your word and look at your instruction for our lives, Father, we surrender our hearts to you. We lay down our lives to you. And we ask, would you please enable us, empower us with the power of the Holy Ghost to live for you and to love you wholeheartedly. Would you please do that? In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and be seated. We're going to do something a little bit different today. Brad, I'm going to switch back to the other mic for just a second. Thank you, worship team. Perfect. Awesome. You're hired. Thank you. So I need about 3 volunteers to come up and help me pray for some things. Hey, Silas, first hand up. Come on up. So you can see that I've got these baby clothes hanging here. So that's a reminder to all of us that we support Pregnancy Resource Center. We donate things, and we put it in the box in the foyer, and then some of us take it down there. And so sometimes it's not really in front of us. I thought, this will put it right in front of us so we can think about it. So we're going to pray for Pregnancy Resource Center. And then you guys might recognize this as the Zimbabwean flag. So I'm going to ask someone to come up and pray for Zimbabwe. It's continuing to get rougher and rougher and tougher over there. So we really need to pray for them. And then, obviously, this is America's flag. America needs our prayer right now. Amen? Yes, we do. So, you're first up. You get your choice. Who you want to pray for? America, Zimbabwe, or Pregnancy Resource Center? All right. Go for it.
Dear Heavenly Father,
we thank you for Pregnancy Resources.
We thank you for Pregnancy Resources.
We thank you for how they help women.
We thank you how they help women.
And they save babies.
And they save babies.
Would you please bless them?
Would you please bless them?
And make everything they're doing.
And make everything they're doing.
Be successful.
Be successful.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Good job, Silas. You tore it up, man. Good job.
Okay. You wanna?
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Okay. Want to pray for America?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us. And you still love America. It is amazing grace. But Lord, it's not right that you bless families with children. And as a nation, we're killing babies. Oh Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for trying to say that evil is good. The perverted relationships that are existing, and they're pushing so hard to make it right and make it okay. It's not right, and it's not okay. So, Lord, I just pray that this nation would bow the knee, that we would bow the knee to you, Father. Back in 1776, we were formed on biblical principles, good principles, and we have hardened our heart. We've got a stiff neck. And I pray, Lord, that your grace and mercy would forgive us and cleanse us and draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Thank you, Oren.
We'll pray for Zimbabwe. We just heard this week that they're going into larger, heavier shutdowns because of COVID. Essentially what they're doing is commonly doing about 2 months of open, moving around, starting to open the country up, and then they go into a one-month complete shutdown where you can't even move down the main roads from city to city. So the economy is totally wrecked. People are struggling to get things, whether it's diesel fuel, food, which is certainly very important. So we'll just pray for them right now and their situation, and they continue to go through a lot of stuff with their government and as well their situation where their agribusinesses and everything are just destroyed. And so people are struggling. So, Lord, we just pray right now for similarly, there are just things that are going completely wrong in Zimbabwe. And they're willingly have been done, and they're accidentally have been done. And so, Lord, we just ask for that whole country, your blessing to be dropped down on them in whatever situation they have. Lord, whether it be in the agri world, in their provision of food, Lord, their drought situations or their provision of water, Lord, we just pray for a touch on their country. And Lord, especially more important, we pray for a touch on the people. Lord, the people that we have relationships with are so tight, and we do call them brother, and we do call them sister, and they've been decades long. And Lord, we just pray specifically for our friends over there, for those good Christian brothers and sisters that are struggling to make the country work, to make their communities work. And Lord, there are many of them, and they're all over. And Lord, we just pray for each and every situation that they have, that they have to overcome day by day. They live day by day, and that's what we don't even understand here yet. And Lord, we just pray for their day to day and their days to come. And we pray for their wellness. We pray for their hope in their hearts to be built up by you, Holy Spirit. And we pray for that for all of Zimbabwe and all of our brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Did you want to pray?
And Lord, right now we just pray for your church family. Lord, that they would be a beacon of light, that they would bring life and salvation to the people, Lord. That they would bring the bread of life, Lord, and that they would bring drink to the thirsty, both in the natural and in the spiritual. So work through our brothers and sisters and in our family and the churches over there, God, that there would be such a distinction between the rest of the world in Zimbabwe and the church. Lord, I thank you for pouring out your blessings and the way the crops are growing this past year, Lord, that you have provision, that you are providing for them. So, Lord, let there be open eyes in the country of Zimbabwe to your goodness, to your righteousness, to your glory. Draw people to you through this situation. Lord, give strength to our brothers and sisters in Zim. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Silas.
As we were praying for the two nations, the scripture came to me. It's very common. We've heard it before, but it bears repeating. So it's in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And we pray for this, God. In Jesus' name, you said this. You are faithful and true, Father. I pray for your people to do these things now. In Jesus' name, amen.
As they were praying and they were talking about the crops they've planted this year, this has been the best year that they've had. They've had drought for several years, and the people were literally starving. And it's no exaggeration that they live minute by minute rather than day by day to know if they even have food. But as we were praying, it's almost like God opened up the heavens and the manna came down and fed them, just like he did when they were crossing the desert, the wilderness. And I believe that's God's word to say, no matter how it looks, no matter how people are feeling, God is going to provide for them. They have an honest and true heart for God, and they look to him for everything. We can't even imagine what it would be like going without one meal a day. And they go days without food, and those little babies and those little children, they're happy, and they love their parents, and they've been taught to love God. And I pray that our nation, the people that are supporting them, would really even dig in deeper and help, because it is necessary. And that government is horrible. And God, I pray right now for that evil, dark government that's ruling over these people and literally taking their lives from them would be stopped right in their tracks, and that they would come to nothing in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus has provided the peace and love of God for each person, and this government is just of darkness and wickedness. God, we ask you to just put a stop to that now, and that they can be set free from this government. God, no matter what it takes, we thank you that you are going to protect those people in Zimbabwe, that this government will dissolve, and that it can be brought up in a godly manner that needs to be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mary. Awesome. Well, praise God. Amen. Awesome. So the kids are released along with the children's church workers. And the rest of us, if you could turn in your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 1, please. I'll switch over to the